Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
That sounded that was right in tune. Pentatonic. Hit it.
Oh, you
want to
hit it?
Yeah, do it. In the shala, la, la, la.
I wasn't doing that. I was
it was totally going with the song.
I didn't even notice. I was just...
In the shala, la, 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 la. Just hit it randomly, yeah.
Just doing a pentatonic.
Yeah.
Do, do, do,
the
do,
whole
do,
thing
do.
Is revolved around that
Vinny,
scale.
Do a pentatonic on the guitar over there.
I can do a bunch
great.
Of them, but
do
there's
it.
No point. They're just scales.
Do, do, do,
plenty
do,
of point.
Why
we're into
I?
Music, and you know that's the foundation of it all.
We like it. We want to hear it.
Scales.
Even
many
the rock
point.
Stars had to start at scales.
Yeah, let's hear all the scales. Tell us all the different names of all the different scales.
Stuff like that.
You know
what?
This is the same thing we went through the other day when people started writing in and going, oh my God, are you guys really doing this on the
and
air?
And some people loved it, of course.
And of course, it's some people totally loved it.
Haters and lovers
for
everything
we do. Everything
anyway.
We do.
Oh, yeah,
where's the guitar, man?
It's right behind you, Ben. Always,
I don't see it.
Always,
I can't see
it's
anything.
Ready to go. It's
oh, there it is. Here we go.
Is it?
Time for scales, everyone. It's music class. Pentatonic is a good scale because it's wicked easy. It's just 1-3-1-3-1-3-1-3-1-4-1-4.
Nice.
Give me some more. Give me some different ones. You need a pick here?
Yeah. Throw one at me.
This is in the key of C.
Oh my God, you guys are jamming. It's like you're jamming right now.
Jamming.
Get a little closer to the mic, Vinny. I want to hear that a little more. All I can
it's
hear
going
is...
going too fast, though. I can't...
Oh, I can't.
Okay, give me a different one. Tell me a different one now.
What do you mean, tell you a different one?
Well, there's pentatonic. What's? Give me the name of another one. That's just another pentatonic. Oh.
No, that is another one. It's a G, though. Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to make?
Give me a minor. Give me a minor scale. That's major. Give me the
I
minor.
Understand, but well, no.
But if you start from the sixth,
yeah.
you could.
Yeah,
just
I know. You started
same.
Anywhere. I'm saying, but you need
okay,
to do the diminished.
Once again,
third.
People are going, "Oh my God, what are you guys doing?"
Well, they're like, "I'm learning so much right now." This
they're like,
awesome.
"Oh my
they
God,
don't
the
know is you guys are wasting time till the word
yeah,
is coming up,
that's
which
exactly.
is about now."
Way to bust our balls, Zeus.
Well, I was bored.
Tattoo, TATTOO. Tattoo. Tricky to spell. TATTOO. Text tattoo.
Ziplane.
Two T's, two O's. 272881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, oh boy. 72881. It's a national contest. Someone's getting $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Tattoo is this hour's code word. Last night, I wound up watching the Swedish version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which I haven't. The one with.
So good. Noomi Rapace.
Noomi Rapace, as she was born to play that role.
She was.
Wait a minute. What time was last night?
I don't know. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I watched
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm like, what are you talking about?
It was
about?
Dark by the time it was over. So.
All right.
But my son, we were talking about how great the Swedish version is, which are the first ones I ever saw. And then, it reminds me because there's this tattoo. Not only does she have the dragon tattoo on her, but she tattoos this dude who has done her wrong.
It's a really good scene.
Oh, it's unreal. It just, I always think about like that he's got this thing written on him, on his belly, and that there, for the rest of his life, he can never take a shirt off because it says horrible things
it's
on
a kind
his
of,
stomach.
The kind of revenge I imagine plenty of people have thought about.
Mm.
I mean, other than just killing the person that
mm-hmm.
did that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, what he did was really heavy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's...
No.
God, that movie's so good.
If anything, she showed restraint.
Agreed.
But she needed him alive, so that was the reason she didn't just off him.
Right, because then she'd just get a new probation guy.
Right.
She doesn't want that.
So
she needs
she
to manage
did,
what she's got.
Right, had him under
control. Oh, God, that's so good. If you listen, if you've read the books or if you've seen any of the American versions of the movie, you got to see the original Swedish movies. I think all three of them are, or the first three, because now there's all these extra ones. You know, after the guy was dead, they finished one, and then somebody wrote a whole fifth one. All right. Do I have that right? Are there only four, Vin? Or are there five?
There's four, and I think there's a fifth coming.
Is the fifth one the one that's the movie with Claire Foy from The Crown?
I saw that already, yeah.
Oh, that's already out?
Yeah. Oh. It was terrible. Oh, well, it wasn't terrible. It was all right.
Listen, the one with Noomi Rapace
is amazing.
They're just... I'm telling you, if anyone was ever born to play a role, it's her as Lisbeth Salander. However you say your name. Okay, it's time for this. Chris Brown is a terrible person. Allegedly. He has been detained. They're saying that it is effectively an arrest. I guess they do things a little differently in France. Chris Brown and two members of his team, his entourage, have been detained by French police, are in custody after a woman claimed she was raped by Chris Brown in a hotel. French authorities are confirming to TMZ that he's been detained and is in custody for alleged aggravated rape and narcotics offenses. They went on to say he's being processed, which appears to be the French version of being arrested and booked. The woman said she met Brown, January 15th into January 16th at a club called Le Cristal. And then headed back to the Mandarin Oriental Hotel with him, and that's where she claims the rape went down. Investigators have 2 days to decide to file charges or to let him go. In 2009, he was charged with felony assault and making criminal threats after the Rihanna attack. We all remember that. He bit her. Her face and mouth were all messed up. She was hospitalized. He pled guilty to a felony, was sentenced to community service, 5 years probation, and domestic violence counseling. He was sued back in May by a woman who claimed that she was raped at a party at his home. The woman said that he supplied everybody who came to the party with Molly, Coke, and weed, and that one of his friends raped her. The LAPD investigated the woman's claim after she filed the report, but could not determine if the sex was forced or consensual, and that lawsuit is ongoing. There is a criminal defense lawyer who TMZ got a hold of, and he is basically saying, yes, Chris Brown has effectively been arrested. They just don't call it that, I guess. Within 2 days, he needs to be released or appear in court, where a prosecutor can ask the judge to keep him in custody pending trial or let him go free with obligations. Obligations include surrendering your passport and staying in France for about a year until the trial happens. Or they can just keep him in jail if they want to, apparently. The lawyer said that if he has this released with obligations thing where he has to surrender the passport and stay in France for a year, he would have to go to the police station every 2 weeks to be like, hi, I'm still here. I'm still in France. So that could curtail his activities.
Good.
I know. Uzi was saying that, because he did a court appearance and he just looks so skinny and...
He looks drugged out to me.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, I'm sure he is.
Unhealthy, like he's been up for days at a time.
Well, that's how that partying often goes.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to circle back real quick on the girl with the dragon tattoo series.
Mm-hmm.
So Stieg Larsson is the original writer and wrote three of the books. There are two more in conjunction with David Lagercrantz.
So the fourth one was partially written?
I believe so.
And he finished it, and then
he
went on
to
write another
one. And then there's now a fifth one that came out in 2017, The Girl Who Takes an Eye for an Eye. Oh.
The first three, though, are a good, solid start-to-finish arc, story. So I'm pretty sure I did read the fourth one. I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure I liked it because I don't have bad feelings about it. But the first three, though, are like the original trilogy. And those are the ones that, listen, it's subtitles. I'm sorry. I know some people don't like that. I actually put them on during a lot of shows I'm watching because half the time when I'm watching English stuff, I can only understand a quarter of what they're saying. So I read them. But it's just, they're just so well done, and it's the absolute perfect casting.
Well, and the character from the books is incredible.
Mm.
I think. I've had people write in and go, what are you creating? Okay.
Fascinating.
So we like different stuff. Yeah. I think she's dark and and
broken.
And it's an interesting story.
Sort of ruined and trying not to be, but also gives into it a lot. Yeah, it's good. God, so good. Pam Anderson's in the news today.
What'd
she's
she do?
Always she's spouting out. She's a lady who now is just telling people how to live their lives. I've noticed. Yeah. I like Pam, and I've always.
You loved Pam in the 90s.
Absolutely correct, sir. In fact, there's a part of me that still loves her. Like I sometimes, you know, you're on the internet and you see a picture and you go down a rabbit hole. Like I just think she's so fabulous, and it's weird too because she's so not my normal type at all. But I just love her.
Some about her, too, I really like.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason why she's as famous as she is. But now she's like, she goes and visits Julian Assange all the time. And she's got all these, like, ideas about how the world should be. And she's always been a big PETA person. So now she's coming out and saying that.
Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks
the
guy.
The WikiLeaks
who's
guy.
Still holed up in a.
He's in an embassy in.
Like Brazil or somewhere?
No, he's in Brazil.
I think he's in the Brazilian embassy in
some
European country. I can't remember where.
I can't either.
But they're sick of him, by the way.
How could they not be?
Is it the Ecuador? Yeah, Ecuador?
It's the Ecuadorian embassy, but in a European country.
Anyway.
Somewhere.
Yeah, they got to be sick of him. He lives there now.
Right. And I guess he never bathes, and he's just.
Oh, no.
And he eats like a pig. They're saying he's just horrible.
London?
Oh, is he in London?
London, yeah.
Oh, good for him.
There's an article that says Julian Assange wants people to stop saying he bleaches his hair, eats with his hands, and has bad hygiene.
Oh, well, I'm not going to stop until it's proved otherwise. So Pam Anderson says men are losing their touch in the bedroom, and the reason is porn and video games. She's been on an anti-porn kick for a while now. And yesterday she tweeted...
Well, she raised two boys, so she's probably, unfortunately, walked in on that scene one too many times.
So many times.
Boys, lock your doors! Right?
Yes. I need to put locks on your doors because
especially
I
when you're watching my
in.
Video.
Oh, God. I know, the queen of a... She is the queen of porn in some ways, and yet she's anti-porn. So she'd been on this kick for a while, and yesterday she tweeted, "The worst lovers watch porn. Numb, desensitized, needing more and more variety, even violent. Porn is not what love looks like. Brave and radical men who read and who are engaged in the world are sexy. Vegans make the best lovers. It's proven." Uh-huh. By whom?
What? Mm-hmm.
As for video games, she says they give guys empty head disease. We've lost many good men to this. Gone. No return.
I do think she's making a decent point with when I was young and looking for inspiration, you know, because I'm having all these feelings and no one will let me. I asked everybody I knew and they were like, no, get out of here. We're 12. What are you, crazy?
Good thing.
Right.
You need to search some of the upperclassmen.
But so anyway, my point is there were Victoria's Secret catalogs or things TV shows that had a busty lady on it that you could hopefully
be staring at.
Get a minute alone in the TV room or whatever. And then Playboy magazine was the only other outlet.
Right. Well, that you had because you found your dad's Playboys.
Right. But that's of a certain age. And then, you know, but now.
The access
you're
to porn
coming
is
up
incredible.
At 10, 11, 12, and you're looking at hardcore porn, and you've got an unlimited variety available to you. Mm-hmm. And she is right. That sex is not normal sex.
Right. And if you think that's what you're going to get when you first have sex, I think you're in for some disappointment.
And I don't.
You're like, oh, well, I guess I'll just only ever watch porn.
I don't doubt. I remember, you know, you're still. You don't know enough.
Right.
No one will really talk to you. You're kind of piecing things together information-wise at that age. And if you're looking at porn and seeing these giant dongs, and then you're looking at yourself at 10, 11, 12, 13, whatever
grow!
Age.
Grow!
When you see these people selling potions that will make... I'm sure they're making a killing on little kids. I'm sure there are tons of kids who are thinking, well, I've got to get one of those.
Right.
and this person says all I have to do is drink this stuff.
Right. Or use this device.
I'll take a case.
Yeah. Your mom's like, what is this? what just came? What is? It's a special energy drink, Mom. Why does it have pictures of penises on it? It's weird. Is that what the penis pump sounds like?
No, I don't know. It's just the sound of a pump.
Vinny?
I don't.
Come on.
I never used one of those. Is that what you think the thing you guys gave me was?
No, that was something else.
Okay. No, I never used one of those. One never crossed my path, though, so, you know, that's part of it.
Yeah, I think that's the only time I've ever seen, like, a penis pump. It was in Austin Powers. Like, it sort of fell out of a... Or
it was more prominent than just falling out of something. He was...
Was he using it?
He wasn't using it, but he was, like, advertising for it. Like,
oh.
I don't remember that.
Right, Hooman? Do you remember this?
I do, yeah. But I've seen penis pumps before because there are a lot of documentaries where there's, like, a quadriplegic or something.
Oh. Wow. And so they're known to work.
Sometimes. It depends. Like, it depends on how bad the accident is. There's a lot of factors.
I'm not talking about the one where one of the balls is now a little pump egg, you know, to pump it up. I'm talking about the ones that they sell that, you know,
the canister.
Promise you a bigger one. It's like, you use this and it...
Huh,
and like
guess.
A long, it looks like a bong for your penis,
right?
Or something. Kids, turn off the radio. Jesus, what are you doing listening? Your mother would not approve. Nominees for the Oscars and for the Razzies came down today.
There's a huge controversy right now for the Oscars.
Why is that?
The Mr. Rogers documentary did not get a nomination.
Oh,
is it considered a documentary?
Yeah.
Wait, this is the one starring Tom Hanks?
No, that comes out this year.
Oh, okay.
So here's who we're not... Yeah, that is actually interesting because I heard of
That was going to be my best film of the year, by the way.
Yeah, of all these documentaries that are listed here, I've only heard of the RBG one. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And
Free Solo is one of them. Never heard of it. Hale County This Morning, This Evening, Minding the Gap of Fathers and Sons and RBG. No Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. What's the name of that one?
Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Free Solo, you have heard of, I think. It's about the rock climber who attempts to conquer El Capitan.
Right.
Capitan.
Yeah. That's supposed to be really good.
I know. I got to see that. I want to hear the Razzies. I'm dying, but whatever you want to
do. Oh, well, let me tell you just really quickly. Best Picture nominees for the Oscars are Black Panther, BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. If you want the full list, it'll be up at RadioAlice.com. But I don't want to... We already went through all the nominees. So here are the Razzie nominees. They were announced yesterday. And Worst Picture.
Amy Schumer better get a nomination.
I don't see her on here anywhere.
I Feel Pretty was terrible.
That's not... I Feel Pretty is nowhere on this list. Worst Picture: Gaudi, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, which was Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because they have made some great movies together.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Step Brothers, Talladega Nights.
Mm.
Good movie. Solid movies. Robin Hood.
Oh, that was the one we... Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx, everyone. You know, I've never actually been to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And Winchester.
That's rough.
That's Helen Mirren as the widow Winchester.
Is that what he says?
What
does he say? Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah. Well, they don't have that over in England. It was, you know, after the pilgrims came here. Worst Actor.
Here we go.
Johnny Depp. He did a voiceover for Sherlock. Sherlock Gnomes.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't even know that.
Sounds like an animated movie.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell for Holmes and Watson. John Travolta for Gaudi. Donald Trump as himself for Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11/9, both of which are documentaries. That was all stock footage, but they didn't like his acting in his life. they just sounds like they just want to take a dump on Trump. Bruce Willis for Death Witch, or Death Wish, not Death Witch.
Yeah, he wasn't that bad.
Worst Actress: Jennifer Garner for Peppermint. Amber Heard for London
Dude,
Fields.
Dude, Amber Heard is just the worst actress. I'm sorry, but...
So pretty, though. Who cares?
I know, right?
Stare at her. Melissa McCarthy for The Happy Time Murders and Life of the Party.
Yeah, Happy Time Murders, terrible.
She's bad in that? Or is she just Melissa McCarthy the whole time?
She's just Melissa McCarthy the whole time.
See, I find her very charming.
It's interesting when someone gets a Razzie and a Best Picture, like, you know, Best Actress.
She was nominated for Best Actress for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah.
Which is a serious role for her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently, that's not a comedy. Anytime I see that Melissa McCarthy's in something, I'm like, oh, it's a comedy.
I'm ready to laugh.
Right. Let's see. Helen Mirren was nominated for Winchester. Amanda.
Oh, she was?
She was. Apparently,
The Razzie.
Yeah, they hated the movie. Amanda Seyfried was nominated for The Clapper.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
The Clapper.
I like her, though. She's good. Worst supporting actor was Jamie Foxx for Robin Hood. Ludacris, voice only for Show Dogs.
Oh, Show Dogs was terrible.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Well,
it's about these dogs that have to solve a kidnapping.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
It sounds good to me. What could have gone wrong with that?
Oh, that was just not good.
Joel McHale for The Happy Time Murders, worst supporting actor nom. John C. Reilly for Holmes and Watson. And Justice Smith for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Who's Justice Smith?
I don't know.
Worst supporting actress, Kellyanne Conway as herself in Fahrenheit 11/9. Again, stock footage. She's not a good actor in her own life, apparently. Marcia Gay Harden for 50 Shades Freed. Kelly Preston for Gotti. Jazz Sinclair for Slender Man. And Melania Trump as herself in Fahrenheit 11/9. That's just they want to poop on the administration. Worst screen combo. Any two actors or puppets, especially in those creepy sex scenes for The Happy Time Murders. Johnny Depp in his fast-fading film career for Sherlock Gnomes. These are the worst on-screen combos. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly for Holmes and Watson. Kelly Preston and John Travolta for Gotti. And Donald J. Trump and his self-perpetuating pettiness for Death of a Nation in Fahrenheit 9/11. Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel?
Oh, here we go.
Death of a Nation, which is a remake of Hillary's America. Death Wish, which I didn't even know happened.
Yeah, we reviewed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Holmes and Watson, The Meg, they're calling that a ripoff of Jaws, and Robin Hood. People like The Meg.
If you saw it in IMAX, it was very intense.
Let's see. And then I have worst director, worst screenplay. But there you go. There's the Razzies.
Isn't that kind of a horror film? Why would you see The Meg but not see anything else?
I don't consider that to be a horror movie at all.
Really?
I just think more of like an action thriller. Oh. Yeah, because you know there isn't.
Did you see Jaws, the regular Jaws?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
it wasn't nearly at that level. Silly. It was more silly than anything else. You just couldn't believe how big the shark was the whole time. The shark's coming at you. Or nobody was ever scared. They were just like, "Holy crap! Look at the size of that shark!"
All right, I'm gonna end with this one. Just because I think Benny will like the drawing. Tupac is in the news today. While he was in prison, there's actually been a lot of letters that he's written to various people. Like, did he write to Madonna?
Madonna, yeah.
Like some sexy letter.
Mm-hmm.
So he apparently had a girlfriend while he was in prison. And he would draw out his sexual fantasies. And the letter with the hand-drawn picture... It's a really good drawing. I mean, it's super gross, actually. I'll describe it to you
in a
second.
What do you mean, gross?
It's just gross.
What's
tell you about it.
What's gross about love, Sarah?
Well, they either have, like, I don't know, someone, like, flicked gravy at them, and it's all over them.
Gravy?
Or maybe the ceiling's leaking, and they have, like, drips of water all over them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all over them in this drawing that he's done of doggy style. On a lovely couch. I mean, the drawing of the couch is actually fantastic. And, you know, I'm just going to hand it to you. It's, and then they have little hearts all around their head. I mean, you tell me, is that high art or what have we got going on there, Vinny? What's all over them? Can someone tell me that? Vinny, what is that? $21,000 somebody paid for the letter and the drawing. This was for his girlfriend, Desiree Smith. The picture depicts Tupac and Desiree getting it on doggy style.
I think they're just wet kissers.
Oh, really? So mm-hmm. That they were just kissing or they left enough spit that it's now dripping down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just passionate, heartfelt.
Really? Is that what that is?
Heartfelt love.
Nobody here, was there with a ladle flicking
color
gravy.
Here,
oh,
let's
have a look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. It's not really spit colored.
It is kind of spit colored.
I think of spit as being clear. Wouldn't it be a darker patch?
What color is that to you?
It looks kind of blue-gray.
To tell you the truth, I need to see this without the boxes. Yeah, that's. Yeah,
I don't know if that's available.
Kind of
good drawing. Good drawing, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, that person can draw.
What's going on with his legs?
Yeah, I know. I was looking at his legs too. I like the heels. The heels are good. Anyway, Tupac was an artist, and someone just paid $21,000 for a piece of art that he drew. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Stay-at-home moms make the news. Natural cough suppressant makes the news. Oh. And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 9 right now at 800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Santana with special guest Doobie Brothers June 26th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Friday, the 25th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. At Alice, listeners can get them early on Thursday, January 24th.
Oh,
there you go. God, I love this guy.
I know.
Santana and the Doobie Brothers, June 26th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. This Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Alice listeners can get the tickets early. We have a special code word. It's mission. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
How long ago was he on our show?
Year.
Yeah, probably early last year.
So early 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite thing of 2018.
Well, his wife was with him, and she, you know, so she's doing this whole tour with him. She's his drummer.
Cindy Blackman.
I follow her on Instagram.
Me too. Yeah?
I follow both of them. Well, I don't think I have, I don't think he has one. I don't know. But anyway.
He doesn't seem like a dude who would be posting on social media.
I just really... And I loved that, you know, his stories about how he created his sound. The whole thing was awesome.
I'm probably going to go to this show.
Well, the tickets go on sale this Friday. But remember, Alice listeners, special code word on Thursday, mission. You can get them. Or be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of tickets for Santana and the Doobie Brothers.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by... First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way.
Oh.
Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. That's number one. So first.
Yeah, number one, ST.
NorCalCU.org. First NorCal Credit Union.
All right.
Brings you this report, everyone.
Well, thank you. First NorCal.
Credit Union.
How do you do it?
We'll begin with the weather. So it looks like we've got dry weather ahead for the week after having some storms move through. Pretty heavy storms at that. A lot of several feet of fresh snow has fallen in Tahoe.
Such good news.
So we're looking good. Right. Snow totals are up.
And this is going to be a great week.
Right.
Like, we get all this snow, and now it's going to be sunny and nice. Ooh!
It is great news.
Yeah.
By the way, was Eddie in on Friday?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So Eddie and I had made plans to connect on Saturday, and he just never showed.
Oh, no.
I knew he had his wife and his kid and his two dogs with him, so I knew he wasn't going to, and he was doing shows late, you know, so I said, look, just hit me up on Saturday when you get up and we'll go surf. By 11 o'clock, I wrote him, I'd been waiting, and I'm just like,
I'm going.
I can't wait. He's all, my wife and kids are holding me up. Okay, well, you could have written me and said, forget it. I'm not going to get. So I didn't get to see him. they did make it to the beach, and I recommended a spot for them to go to. And apparently, the shows were sold out, and he even wrote and was, like, super thankful.
Oh,
he was like,
good.
You guys
He's so great.
Are so yeah. good to me. Thanks for having me on. I would never have sold out those shows without you.
He's like, I love you guys. I really love you guys so much.
Aww. That's I love Eddie. He's just great.
He wrote,
and thanks to our
me.
Listeners for going and checking him out.
It killed me we didn't get to surf at all. You're so lucky to have waves like that, and it's really pretty up there. But then, by the way, thank you. I can't thank you enough for having me on the show and supporting me. My show's all sold out, and I could tell they were Alice people.
Oh, why? Because they were such nice people?
He That's said, right. I asked from stage. So he.
Oh, funny. That's hilarious.
I could never do that without you guys. Thanks again. So thanks to the people who went out and supported Eddie. Yeah. Very cool.
No, we only see him, what, once every year and a half, 2 years?
Feel like it. We hardly ever see him anymore.
He's currently truly touring everywhere. And I was going to say the United States, but he's even doing Australia, too.
Right.
So it's he's all over the place. All right. Stay-at-home mom.
Yes.
Salary.com just did an annual study of how much a stay-at-home mom should be paid based on all the jobs they do. So for those of you out there that are stay-at-home moms and you get that cabin fever and you're like, oh, my God, if I have to talk to this four-year-old about the thing they keep doing that's driving me crazy about why they're leaving this there or that. Or well, they say you're worth $162,000 a year.
Well, you're on call 24/7. There is no vacation for you. I mean, you're basically someone's slave.
Academic advisor, accountant, coach, daycare worker, event planner, groundskeeper, interior designer, janitor, photographer, psychologist, nurse, tailor, teacher, and more.
Everything. You're that person's everything. And it's a big responsibility. You know, you got to keep that kid alive and healthy.
Well, and I'll tell you, this is in the only child scenario for those mothers. I will defend you to the end because... Even though people told you it's so hard, you're not going to believe how all-consuming you went. Everybody does it. It's no big deal.
How big of a deal can it
What's
be?
What's the problem? Everybody, all you're bitching. Man, you don't know. And then you do. I want you to know, and you have more of them. I can't defend you after that. You've gone all in.
You already know.
Especially, right, you know now what you're gotten yourself into.
And you're getting yourself into it again.
One of our neighbors has four kids.
Yeah. I have to say, though, the people with the huge family, because we know, you know, some people with larger families, and it does seem super fun. And their kids are super well-adjusted, and I was amazed
by it. Did
you
just say it seems super fun?
It does. Like the
what
kids,
part?
I don't know. The part where the kids play by themselves and leave the parents alone? Could that be it? Maybe that's what it is.
I don't think that happens as much as you think it happens.
I don't know, man. They, you know, when you're not getting one-on-one personal attention from your parents and you've got all these siblings around, like, those families seem pretty happy to me. And the parents have given up. I mean, they're just like, yeah, whatever, you know. Great. Let's just eat peas out of the can and I'll fry some eggs. How does that sound? Dinner? Okay.
Sounds Yikes. Lazy.
Whoa.
You've done so much other stuff. Food is just an afterthought. How about those people with the four kids? Don't they seem like they're a pretty fun family?
Well,
or do they seem like it's a nightmare?
No, I just think that what I know of it is each kid is a time suck in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So add two more to it.
Right.
Forget it. There's no time for you. You've just decided you're going to be a parent.
Yeah.
The end.
That's it. Like that's what you do all day,
like
every day.
Your name and then your definition is parent.
You know, I think that when you have that many kids, there's a real possibility that you completely lose who you are. And then when the kids are all done with you and you're all used up and they leave, then you're like, what am I now? I'm nothing.
That doesn't sound like a pretty picture.
No, it doesn't, does it?
You're still their parent. Hopefully they become something big.
Nah, they left.
Like,
they don't like you anymore. They're done with you.
Come on.
You can give them enough attention.
There's hope, Sarah.
I don't know about that.
There's a 24-year-old woman named Georgia Jackson in North... in England. And she recently found out that her 25-year-old boyfriend Josh had been cheating on her.
Oh, that bastard.
Even while she was pregnant.
Oh, my God.
They've
I hate dudes who do that.
They've been together for 4 years.
Oh. Jesus.
So she got revenge by selling his Xbox One that he loved so much for $4.
Oh,
the retail price for that is about $250. Mm. Plus, she threw in a $60 headset and a few hundred dollars worth of games.
Oh.
Georgia said she's going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife. Since the one, since she used one of hers to slash his tires.
Oh, so now she needs a new one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. She feels better, probably.
Crunch.
Boy, that's... And she's dealing with a kid.
Any minute now.
Mm-hmm. Game over, right, Hooman?
Right.
According to a new study, chocolate might be a better cough suppressant than actual cough medicine.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. How do you like it?
I don't like it.
Chocolate gives me a sore throat sometimes.
What are you talking
about? I don't
love
chocolate. It gives me like a little bit of heartburn. And
chocolate gives you heartburn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't love chocolate.
Doesn't hold you back from eating it here, though.
No,
yeah,
it's true.
I mean, you mow that
Listen,
stuff.
Listen, anything
every
that's in front of
get.
Me, I'll eat it. But I would never seek out chocolate on my own. I would go for cookies or something before chocolate.
Yeah, but you don't even want chocolate chips in your cookies.
No,
so
I don't.
Why would you go for cookies?
Well, there are cookies that are available without chocolate chips in them. I don't know if you're aware that there are other kinds
All
of
right,
cookies.
All right, I like a peanut butter cookie,
snickerdoodle,
I'll
Oreos.
Take an oatmeal.
Although I suppose Oreos are technically like a chocolatey outside. I just don't love
Anyway,
chocolate.
Researchers took over 160 people with coughs and either gave them cough medicine with codeine or a chocolate-based medicine and found that it worked better.
Hmm.
And that they got a significant improvement in their symptoms over normal cough medicine. And they said, so
well,
does that mean...
Chocoholics will be glad to hear this.
Does that mean eating chocolate can help with your cough? The answer is yes, it can.
Hmm.
They say chocolate milk or hot chocolate won't work because it doesn't come in contact with your throat for very long. But actual chocolate will help your cough.
Hmm.
Now you know.
Now I know. I wonder if someone will start marketing like a chocolate cough syrup now.
Why wouldn't you?
Chocolate based. They should, right? Hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, if you're a chocoholic, that's great news for you. Because I need my cough syrup.
What thing do you have in your house that you would go to for dessert right now? Like, if you, let's say you go home tonight and you have your dinner and there's something in that. What do you go
there's
for?
There's always some kind of popsicle or something. In
oh,
the,
a popsicle.
Or, yeah, or like, a, you know, there's always some kind of ice cream, something in there.
Ice cream.
I have a little ice cream every day, pretty much.
So, a scoop of ice cream.
Like what, you know, like a ice cream sandwich or a, John buys those mini drumsticks. They're just like, they're like a half the size. Mm. Allegedly half the calories, you know, whatever.
So you have that?
Yeah, I'll have that.
All right.
Yeah. What about you? You go for the little...
I have these little
bite-size.
From Costco. It's like Halloween candy.
How do you not eat all of those? I mean, like,
because
if those were in my house,
two,
I would be...
I have the two pieces of candy, and that's my dessert.
Hmm.
Done.
I can't believe that you can finish. I would be like, every time I walk by the fridge, I'd be like, oh, I guess I'll grab one of those or two. Till they're gone.
I guess because it's not alcohol,
I guess so.
Or tobacco, because those two things I never had control over.
Yeah, because those things would just sit in my house and get dust on the bottle, like, you know, not the tobacco, but the...
But the booze.
Right. I can walk by that all day long, but chocolate or whatever candy.
If I could handle my booze, I'd have some right now.
Yeah, that would be you not handling it, because having it right now is the wrong idea. The wrong... No, that's the wrong answer.
A 28-year-old guy from Texas named Antonio Salas was arrested last Thursday when he tried to fly from Sacramento to Austin with 43 pounds of marijuana in his luggage.
Oh.
I guess the legal marijuana here in California probably would have done real well over there in Texas.
I bet it would have. You know,
43 pounds of it.
That's stupid because he had to know he was going to get picked up, and it's not... Can't you drive to Arizona in a day from here?
So the story goes. The TSA in Sacramento actually missed it. They're a little maxed out right now, as you know. But his bag got flagged at the airport in Austin after a drug dog smelled the pot.
Mm. Huh.
If you're wondering, the drive from Sacramento to Austin is about 27 hours.
Oh.
So he would have been a lot smarter to rent a car, drive it all the way to Austin.
It takes so long, though. I don't know. I need to get there.
After his bags were flagged, he tried to claim that they weren't his.
Oh.
He told police he found them on the street before his flight and decided to take them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A likely story.
Have a story ready
right.
for crying out loud. Anyway, he's now facing a third-degree felony charge for drug possession. He's looking at up to 10 years in prison. With all of the pot being legal in all the different places, this might be the one guy who
is stupid enough
gonna
to get
go
caught,
do time
right.
for it.
Could have just driven.
Oh, is that him?
Oh, that's a quite a beard.
Yeah.
That is quite a beard, sir.
The beards are all the rage.
They shouldn't be. That's awful. Looks like he could be a good-looking guy underneath all that.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. He's gross.
What about your boy, Julian Edelman?
Oh, I don't know. He's not on the team anymore. I'm not...
Yeah, yes, he is.
He saved your game.
Are you kidding?
Who's the guy who left and that I'm thinking
he's
of?
He's not on the team anymore.
I thought he was gone.
I don't know who you're thinking of.
No, Edelman's one of your big stars. He's good looking, but he's got a big, gnarly beard now.
Yeah.
Big Garoppolo.
No, I didn't see his beard. But he can have one. He is good looking.
Here's his beard.
Are you talking about Wes Welker?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm talking about.
No, that was a long time ago.
Ancient history.
I can't see him. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Terrible.
He used to date Adriana Lima, didn't he?
Edelman?
Yeah.
He still does.
Oh, man.
Aren't they on and off, though?
Can you imagine?
Anyway.
Boy, he looks good in those Pats colors. I'm really glad we still have him on the team.
Yeah. Well, he's one of your good players. I think he's from around here, too.
Oh. Well, so's Tom, so.
Well, Tom owes everything to Hooman. I mean,
that's true.
What a trip, right?
I know.
There's no way.
Most people don't know that, but, you know.
He is such
Hooman actually schooled him, shaped him, molded him.
He's such a phenomenal quarterback. I just couldn't get over that
game.
He's
the best one you've ever produced.
Thank you.
From Redwood City.
Yeah, there you go. What were your conversations like back in the day when he was coming up?
Well, we were just hanging out in the locker room. I didn't play varsity football
naked?
My senior
you guys
year.
Naked, mostly?
I hurt my back.
Have you seen Tom naked?
No, I never. He was a freshman. I was a senior.
You'd think there'd be some kind
cool.
of freshman initiation. Like, yeah. Ye old towel snap or.
There used to be. But he had, like I mentioned to you, he had three older sisters who were super hot, and every senior and junior left him alone because everyone wanted to date his sisters. So he
you
was.
You too, or no?
Well, I mean, I.
You didn't want to date his sisters?
Listen, I didn't have a lot of game in high school.
What?
Like, no.
You gotta be kidding me.
You didn't have
shocking.
Game in high school?
Yeah, but no one wrapped legs like you did.
No one believes that. Look at the humility on this guy.
I just kind of.
He didn't peak in high school. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Peaking in high school is a
now
curse.
He peaks every Thursday.
Apparently, Julian Edelman and Adriana Lima broke up because they couldn't agree on kids, babies, whether or not to have babies.
Mm.
She wanted them or he wanted them?
Split happened weeks ago. Adriana wanted children.
Oh, and he didn't. Good for him.
She already
way to stick
the
to
line.
Your guns, man. Don't worry. There's another supermodel waiting for you around the corner.
Catch the next train there, Julian.
Catch
good
the next
for
mom,
you, buddy.
Catch the next
People
model.
Are saying Danny Amendola.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Danny Amendola.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love Danny Amendola.
What
you
happened?
Don't
I,
even know him.
I used to love him, but then he left the team.
Where
I just thought he
now?
Was so good looking. I don't know where he is. I haven't followed football this year. I haven't had to. It's been nice.
Well, he's with this.
Until this weekend
he's
when I walked
Dolphins.
In and walked right back out.
Oh, the Dolphins. He
I
just
know.
Went invisible.
That's right. He not only that, but that's, one of our hated teams.
He's with Olivia Culpo. Remember her?
Yeah.
Nope.
She's beautiful.
God, what a way to just go invisible. Go to Miami. Mm. No one will ever see you play again in Miami. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I should re-mention real quick here. Kamala Harris has declared she will be running for president in
Good
2020.
Luck, Kamala.
We all know her as a senator from California, but also she was the California Attorney General.
And she held positions here in San Francisco too. Like
was
I want to say she
ADA
was like
a, or DA,
something like that. She was locally. I would hear her about her on the news all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697?
Oh, great.
So,
good number.
Someone wrote in about the Tupac picture.
Oh, yes, yes.
Where there's stuff all over them.
Yeah, Tupac drew a picture of himself having sex with his girlfriend. They're doing it doggy style, and I don't know what, something hit the fan and went, all over them. Like, it looks like someone was painting the room, and they were the drop cloth.
Well, I know that it's not what you think it is.
Oh, really?
Because it's all over him, too.
Yeah, that was my question. Like, did something go wrong?
That's, well, there's for sure that wouldn't happen. Mm. I know he's got better aim than that.
Yeah, because it went everywhere. 401. And there's so much of it.
Well, all I'm trying to say is we made that for you. We don't want it. We're giving that over.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have that all over you?
No.
Because it's all over you.
Right.
Okay, so what is it really?
It's sweat.
Yeah, it's totally sweat.
It's sweat.
Why is it not just that their hairline is trickling down?
Your whole body gets sweaty when you're in the act.
Yeah, it's just sweat.
Yeah, that I don't know, sense. Man. It might be that might be what he meant it to be, but that's not what it looks like.
It's just
like.
Sweat, Sarah.
Yeah, that's not what it is. Gross. They are super sweaty.
Happens.
And they have flies buzzing all around their heads.
Well, it's hot. It's a hot summer day, Sarah.
Nice couch, though. Good drawing on the couch. Like, look at that couch. Actually, look at that whole picture. That's what, you know, that's a good drawing. Other than his legs.
I was going to say, other than the black boxes covering the stuff I wanted to see.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion, says 415.
Sure.
Since Hooman refuses to see certain films, like horror films, etc., can we have Rudy cover those for the rest of us?
We actually have had that happen.
It would be interesting to hear about.
Rudy's done a few of them.
Rudy's in France, of all places.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of stuff.
I think he's back in the States now.
Oh, he's home now?
He should be.
I follow him on Instagram.
He's in Florida or somewhere. He'll be back in 2 weeks.
He's getting big. He's blowing up.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I like that boy.
Me too.
Vinny, season 2 of The Punisher is out now on Netflix. I binged it this weekend, and it's good.
I've been seeing the promos. I can't wait to watch
it. All over
it. I love that. Don't tell me anything, though, because it's going to be a while till I can watch it.
What?
Darling, please don't.
All right. What's coming up in the trash there?
I'm going to start with the charts. I also want to talk about the latest Brad Pitt rumors. He's got a new, I know. I don't know if this is real or not, but it's a really good choice if it is.
I want him to be happy. I feel like he got really hung out.
Yeah. Well, we'll discuss it. Yep, and more.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.